light up your night with the Kevin Smith Show. Hi, this is Kevin Smith. Join me Monday through Friday right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Hello, I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and this is my new show, Insight. It's an hour of psychic talk, guidance, and connections. I'll try to help you find answers in a world full of questions. This will be a very interactive show, and I invite you to call in for a reading or to discuss any psychic-related questions. The call-in number is 504-273-7379.
Hi, everyone. I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and you're listening to my new show, Insight. We'll be discussing everything psychic. If you feel like you have some type of psychic ability, call in. I'd love to hear your story, and we could talk about it a little bit. Any events that have happened in your life that have some type of metaphysical aspect to it, call in. I would love to talk to you guys about that, too. You know, so many people have things that they just can't explain what happened to them. And on this show, we're going to try to get answers to all of your questions. And if I could be some sort of help, you know, guiding you to those answers, awesome. I'll be taking calls for readings during the show. And I have one rule, and it's you guys need to be real. I'm going to be real. I want you guys to be real. Don't call up with you know, fake questions and just trying to, you know, be funny or whatever. This is a show, you know, this is my show, but I really feel like it's a show for the listeners because there's so many people out there that have so many questions and so many different things going on in their lives that they're just afraid to talk about. They feel that people will laugh at them, they won't believe them, they're crazy, you know, stuff like that. And I find that every single group I talk to and all the readings I give, they always say, you know, I just felt like I had nobody to talk to. And this show is about you people. It's about the listeners getting answers to questions that you have. I mean, there's so many questions out there, and not many people can give you the answers. And hopefully I could be one of those people. I can't promise anything. I can't promise I'm going to know everything. I'm not God. Nobody is. But if I could be a small help in any way to help guide you guys on whatever path it is you guys believe that you should be on, or what the spirits, you know, let me know that you should be on, I'm going to give you guys those messages and help you find those answers to your questions. There's really nothing on the show that I won't talk about. Nothing is taboo, okay? So just bring it real. I'll be real, you be real, and just think of this as your show. You know, this is your outlet to answers that are out there, all right? We're live on UPRN 107.9 out of New Orleans, and we're on UFOParanormalRadio.com. And for those of you who are listening and want to come into the chat room, it's paltalk.com. Download the messenger and look for the UFO Paranormal Radio room. We love the chat room. There might be times where I get messed in the chat room too. So, you know, it's just an easier way for me to connect. The phone number, the call-in number is 504-273-7379. So everybody, write that number down, and as soon as there's an opening, I'll take you. I mean, this whole show is about you guys. So call in, ask me your questions. I don't care if they're psychic questions. I don't care if they're questions about what to do if you see a spirit, how do you connect with the other side, how do I meditate properly, different techniques, whatever it is, call in. I would love to talk to you about it. And if I have an answer, I'll give it to you. If I don't have an answer, I promise you on the next show, I will do my best to have an answer for you. All right? Tonight's a little bit different because usually I do the show by myself, but what I did tonight was I brought another psychic on the show with me, which is something that I don't normally do. Her name is Tina Taylor, and she's from Texas, and we met her because Stephanie, who is my girlfriend and host of Second Sight with me, does websites, and she put a little thing out there on Facebook, and Tina actually got a website done by Stephanie, and along the way has become friends, especially with Stephanie. They talk every day, and I felt like this was a good opportunity to get her out there a little bit, and if this show can help get another really good psychic out there to help people, then I'm all for it. And I happen to like Tina. One thing people know about me is, you know, I'm very to the point. I don't sugarcoat stuff. And you better believe I'm not going to have a psychic on my show that's going to be all oh, everything is love and light and God is with you and blah, 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 blah. If you want that, go to some fake tarot reader, you know, who's going to put Florida water in their hair and sashay through the room and burn all this ridiculous stuff and put on a show. If you want a show, that's what you want to go to. If you want a real, come to this show because that's what you're going to get. And that's what Tina brings to the table, and I respect that. And that's the only type of psychic I will ever have on my show. So, Tina, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Chris.
All right, Tina Taylor, psychic medium Tina Taylor. Why don't you let people know just a little bit about yourself, because we do have a caller on the line, and we're going to bring him on momentarily, but I want the people to know a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, I'm from Texas. I'm a psychic medium. I've been in this place since a child. Over the last 4 years, I finally opened up and started helping people. That's just what I want to do, is to help others.
Well, that's great, because, and that's why I'm in it. You know, Spirit told me along the way that you're going to be giving and giving and giving, and there's nothing you can do about it. If this is the path that you really want to take, if you want to be a psychic medium, it's about giving to people, helping people, giving answers, you know, showing them the way, guiding them, you know, giving them an even smallest message. And, you know, that's the right reason to be into being a psychic medium, and I respect that greatly. So on the phone we have with us Anthony. Anthony, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Anthony. Well, first of all, I want everyone to know, I know Anthony. Excuse me. I met him through Facebook, and along the way I've kind of become, I would say, somewhat of a mentor to him and a confidant and a psychic advisor and whatever you want to call it. Anthony has actually come to one of my seances where I channeled his mom, that was a pretty amazing evening. And he's actually coming to my next seance, which is next Saturday. And I'm looking forward to it, because I have a feeling mom is going to come through again with some more pretty awesome messages. So, Anthony, what did you want to talk about tonight? What did you want to ask myself and Tina?
Well, the main question is, I feel like I'm getting a lot of signs. Now, how can we define that? I'm not quite sure. What I tend to see and smell and feel is like a sign would be, I guess, I smell blueberry muffins. Is that her letting me know that she's here and her perfume? And, you know, my mother passed away when I was 10 months old.
Anthony, let me just put you in. First of all, blue is a very colorful mom, correct?
I'm sorry?
I said blue was a very relevant color for your mom. It was a very relevant color for her?
Yeah, blue. It's almost like a baby blue or like a sky blue. One of those two.
Okay, go ahead.
That's more of a relevant color, yeah. But as far as these signs go, it's like I was only 10 months old. I mean, I was 10 months old when my mother passed away, so how would I even know? Is this locked away in my subconscious mind that's just coming out now with these signs that she's giving me, letting me know she's here and she's going to, you know, protect, you know, like a mother would do with her son anyway.
Let me just say something. Anybody who's ever listened to this show or listened to Second Sight, I've spoken about signs many times, and I tell people that you have to look for signs, that there are signs out there. Spirit want to be recognized. They want to be acknowledged. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy on their part to give you a sign, whatever the sign is, whether it's smelling a blueberry muffin, whether it's, you know, a song coming on the radio, whether it's a feeling you get, whatever it might be, you know, they give you signs continuously. The problem is, and I've said this many times, is people are so caught up in everyday life, their minds are so closed off, and with, you know, I have to pay this bill today, the mortgage is due, the phone bill, my electric's going to get turned off, that they're so worried about everything else, and rightfully so, that they're not open to getting messages. Now, you're kind of the flip side to that. Not that you don't have all those problems, I'm sure you do. The whole world has these problems, okay? But you are very open to signs. okay? The thing that I need to caution you about, okay? The thing that I need to caution you about, and not just you, but everybody listening, and I want everyone to listen to this, because I don't want you to think I'm flip-flopping on what I say about looking for signs. You are supposed to look for signs, but there is a fine line, Anthony. You can't, you can't look for signs in everything. You know, everything is not a sign. It just isn't, you know? And people get so caught up in looking for these signs that when they actually get the real sign, it just gets diluted because everything becomes a sign to them. So you have to be very conscious of the things that are happening. You can't look so deeply into every single thing because not everything is a sign. Okay, there are two sides to that. You know, you have the people that see nothing, and you have people who see a lot. And you have people who think that they see more than they do. You know, because they want to see it. They want a sign. They to know that mom is around and dad is around, and their best friend who passed away is there. And I understand that, but you have to be, you know, smart about the signs that are coming in. You have to look a little deeper. You can't just look everything. You have to look for the specific things, the real things. And I'll give you a for instance, Anthony. If you remember the seance that I did, whatever it was, 2 months ago when you came by, there were, 12, 15 people at the seance. Mom came through and I gave you all these messages. That's not a sign, that's a message. Okay? Now, what is a sign? Everyone in that room felt your mother's presence. You know, you felt your mother kissing you on the cheek. You know, the girl that was sitting next to you felt your mother's energy. That's a sign. That's a very relevant thing. I mean, it happened. Not only you felt it, but everyone in the room felt it. That is a sign. So, Tina, what do you think about that? What would be your what would you say to Anthony about looking for signs?
Looking for signs can be something that they used to do. Whether it be walking in a rocking chair, climbing with the ceiling fan, the stringers that hang down, they can spin, something that they normally did as a habit, and that they know that you are the only one that knows. So they put off certain signs that way. Now, not all the time, it could be the mother. It could be another relative that he's thinking is the mother.
Exactly. Exactly, and I got a really good example of that, and I want you to listen to this, Anthony, because I'm sure that this will resonate with you. There was a girl that I was giving a reading to, and I was giving her a reading in a diner. But for whatever reason, I couldn't give her the reading in her house, but I could give her the reading in the diner, all right? And she ordered a root beer, okay? The waiter brought her a Dr. Pepper by mistake, and right away she goes, "Oh my God, that's a sign." And I said, "Well, okay, well, explain to me why that's a sign." She goes, "Because my mother loved Dr. Pepper." I said, "You know what? I'm not feeling that it's a sign from your mother." And the girl got a little angry with me. And I'm telling her, "Okay, sweetheart, calm down a little bit. Don't get so angry. You know, the reading has just started. I'm telling you, I don't feel that that's a sign from your mom. I think it's a sign from someone else." And she says, "No, it can't be. You know, my mother was the one who loved Dr. Pepper, and I wanted a root beer and the Dr. Pepper. That's a sign. You know, I thought you were supposed to be this really great psychic. You know, you're not shit," she basically told me. And I was like, it kind of threw me off a little bit. I was like, "Oh, okay. Let's see where this goes." I said, "You know what? I kept used to come to this diner a lot." And she says, "Yeah, I did." I said, "With a man?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm getting the name Joe. Is Joe relevant to you?" She goes, "Yeah, Joe is my best friend. He passed away 2 months ago." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "What did he used to drink?" And she went, "Oh." I said, "He's the one who's here. It was not a sign by your mom. It was a sign, but it wasn't from your mom. It was from your friend Joe. Because this is the spot that you guys used to come to all the time. This is the spot where he used to drink Dr. Pepper. Every time. Did he not drink Dr. Pepper? Every time, Chris. Yes, he did." So, that was that sign. You know, just because you feel that it's your mom doesn't mean that it is your mom. It could be somebody else giving you a sign, or it could not be a sign at all. It just depends on the circumstances. Does that make any sense to you? Am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, is there anything else you wanted to ask me? Maybe pertaining to the seance or whatnot.
Well, so, okay. So, what's the deal with the blueberry muffins, the perfume, getting sprayed in my mouth, and I can literally taste it on my tongue, and,
Well, those are signs from your mom. You know, Anthony, one thing I know about you, before I ever met you, okay, we had a conversation on the phone. One thing that he said to you was that you were very open psychically. Your third eye was opening, and it is, okay? It was and it is. You're very prone to signs. So those things are signs. What I want to caution with you is, especially you, because you look for signs through everything, okay? You can't do that. You have to take a step back and see things for what they really are, as opposed to what you want them to be, okay? That's very, very wrong with you. Now, let me ask you something. You see, the whole blue thing is coming in, like little flashes. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what is it? Don't see little flashes around you.
There's like a lot of interruption. I can't hardly hear y'all.
Yeah. Your microphone's fading now, Chris.
Okay, well, give me this. Jerry, say this out. It will get a little bit. Check that, please. What I'm saying is I feel that there's like a lot of blue flashes around you. It looks like little static electricity all around you. Does that help you?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it's not really out.
Like, just so you know, that is a sign, okay? And I know that blue is very relative to your mom, but a lot of times when people see little flashes around them that are like little sparks, almost like static electricity, those are angels around you, okay? Those are angels, and I feel like that your mom is bringing those angels around you. I feel like you really need those angels in your life right now. Tina, what do you feel about that?
Well, I'm watching the same book as you, Chris. I feel like that what he's doing is every little sign or smell or something that he hears he put on when actually others that are around him. And so I think the message, I got a strong message from his mom tonight. Okay, and I've been wanting to say this for the last 10 minutes. It's like nudging me on the shoulder here, if you don't mind, Chris.
Yeah, do what you got to do, girl. That's what you're here for.
I'm going to say, she doesn't, and, you know, I met him online. What was his name again? I'm sorry.
Anthony.
You know, when I talked to Anthony just a few minutes online, when I first met him, I knew instantly that he's hanging on so strong to his mom that he can't let go.
You nailed that. You nailed that, Tina. 100%.
And the message that I got from his mother... Now, I'm pretty straightforward. I'm not going to hold back here, so I do apologize for any tears.
No, it's okay. I already feel it building up anyway. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, your mom loved you. She gave anything in the world to be with you before she passed away when you were a baby. But that wasn't the path that it chose for her. I don't know what posture she passed away of, but I know it was sudden. Unexpected. Well, and everybody takes a lot of hurt and guilt over it. But what she wants you to do, and this is a very strong message from her, because she's right here with me right now. She wants you to move on. Yes, she will still show you signs that, yes, mom is still here. But in order for you to move on with your life, you got to understand she went to heaven. You call upon her, so she comes down. Of course, she's your mom. She's going to see over you. Doesn't matter how old you are. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the whole letting go part is the toughest thing for me, because I feel in my own mind, in my own heart, that if I let her go, that, now, it's just what I think, I don't know if it's true, but I feel like if I let her go, that she'll never be around me ever again, and I don't want that. And I don't, and I
Anthony,
don't
Anthony,
so.
Anthony, I gotta stop you. I gotta stop you right there, Anthony. Your mom will be with you all the time. She's always with you. You know, you're one of those people that it's almost like a gift. I mean, your mom is so connected to you. There are energetic cords from this world to the next, okay? You guys have a heart cord. There are different cords. There are brain cords. There are, you know, solar plexus cords. You have a heart cord with your mom, okay? Whether she's in the light, whether she's right next to you, wherever she is, okay, you are connected forever, okay? Letting her go doesn't mean that she's gone, okay? You know, people get so caught up in the whole TV with the James Van Prague show. What is it? Not Medium. Ghost Whisperer. You know, on that show, and James Van Prague is a phenomenal psychic as far as I'm concerned, okay? But they Hollywood that show up. All right, they say when the person goes to life, they're gone. That is such a crock of shit that I can't even believe that he would allow them to do that to that show. That excellent show, as far as I'm concerned, takes a step backwards because of that message that they put out there to the people. Because of something like that, someone like you thinks that if you let your mom go into the light, mom, she's gone. That is so far from the truth. It gets me so crazy that I can't even speak about it here. Whether mom is in the light or not, she's always with you. The only difference with being in the light and not being in the light is very, very simple, and it's something that most people just don't even know. If your mom isn't in the light, she is very connected to your sadness, to your troubles, to your worries, okay? And on the other side, she's feeling your sadness and your troubles and your worries. All right. If she's in the light, it's completely different. When you're sad, troubled, and worried, she's working on making you feel better. She is no longer connected to that feeling of you being sad and worried and all that stuff. She's working to make you feel better. Now, she's still there. Even though she's in the light, she's still there. Now, you're being very, very greedy as far as I'm concerned, Anthony. I don't mean to come off in that way, but and it's not just you, it's a lot of people. Very greedy in that, because let them go to the light. It doesn't mean that they're gone. It only means that they've taken that next step that they need to take on the other side. Not only that, but they are no longer connected to the sadness on this side with us. And really, should she be connected to your sadness? Absolutely not. You don't even have to answer it. I'm going to answer it for you. Absolutely not. She has a job on that other side, and that job is to make you feel good. It's to guide you along in life, to give you messages, okay? It's not, it shouldn't be her cross to bear, you being sad, you being upset. You know, she should want to try and help you, and she does want to help you. But you have to let it go. You have to allow her to be in the light. Okay? The only difference is she's not connected to the sadness anymore. Remember, I'm telling you this. And everybody out there who's listening to me, please remember those words, because, I mean, they ring so strong in my head. I mean, the spirits that I talk to spirit every day of my life. That's one of the main, yeah, you laugh, you know, it's true. You know, that's one of the main messages. Let us go to the light. We're not gone. We're still here. I want you to heed my message, Anthony. It's very important to you. And if you don't, I'm going to kick you out of the seance next week.
Okay.
What do you say to that?
You don't play well with all this.
This is true.
I've got the fireball on spring.
Tina, is there anything you want to add to that before we say goodbye to Anthony?
I need to say something real quick. Both of your inputs. And Gina, thank you, sweetheart, very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Whatchamacallit. I doubt to myself during the winter time that I was going to start my own healing process. And I guess this is part the healing process. So am I being selfish in a way? Yes. Am I being selfish in the same way? No, because the healing process is very hard. It's very difficult, and it takes a man to come forward and be like, okay, I need to start my healing process. I miss her. I never met the woman. I never met the poor woman. I love her to death, literally. So is this something that you guys can help me get through, get past, so I'm not being selfish?
No, you're not being selfish, but I want to say one last thing before we say goodbye to you, Anthony. And I'm very happy that you've started your healing process. It's very important. I feel like for you to progress in your future, you need to make peace with your past. That's a message that was given to me by my spirit guide, Edward Pace, many years ago, and I passed that message on to countless people to make, you know, to progress in your future. You have to make peace with your past. The peace, and what you have to make peace with is, for you, it's with Mom, okay? You've just been psychically smacked down by psychic medium Christopher George and psychic medium Tina Taylor. We have to say goodbye to you, Anthony, because we have another caller on the line.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You guys have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller, I believe, is Rosie. Rosie, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
How are you doing, Rosie? It's nice to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you. I'm really enjoying the subject and everything you guys have to say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Only my third show. It's a work in progress, and it'll continue to get better. And I'm glad you're with us. I know you accepted the invite on Facebook, and I'm very happy that you're with us. So talk to me. What do you want to know?
Well, you know, I started this organization on January 8th of this year. As what happened was, I almost passed away twice this past October. And I had made a promise to my children, I have three boys, that as soon as I was well enough, I would take them ghost hunting. And I got well enough. It was a huge promise I'd made to them, because since they've been able to speak, they have told me, they've seen things, heard things, experienced things, you know, the whole nine. And so what started out as a hobby with my quickly turned into an organization. But soon after that, I got many different calls and whatnot. But my question is, I just want to know if what I'm trying so hard to do for folks out there, and I don't want to turn any skeptics like you don't, like I'm sure Tina doesn't, but I want to help too, and I just want to make sure I'm on the right path.
I think you're 100% on the right path, and as I talk to you, I'm getting messages of how good of a person you actually are, that you know, you walk almost in the light. I don't know if that's very relevant to you, because that's the message I'm getting as I'm talking to you. It's like you have, like, light around you as you walk. You're very inspirational to people. You're a person that people come to for answers. You're the person that people come to when they have problems. You have that healing quality about you. And that's going to help you in your whole path on what you want to do. I think you are on the right path. I believe that what you're trying to do is going to come into fruition, and in a very big and very strong and very powerful way. Tina, what do you think about that? And Tina, I just want you to know, if you do not agree with me, that's fine. You know,
you're hitting it right on. I mean, I've got the same thing.
I usually do.
I mean, I've got a very strong, you know, you are on the right path. And don't judge yourself if you think you're doing something wrong, because there's no wrong way or right way whenever you go into the pit. Okay? Stay on the right, go with your instinct. Because right now, you're going with your instinct.
I have supporters. We all do, you know, but there is always that discouraging factor, and I just can't be wrong, you know. I can't be wrong, and I get so nervous. I get so nervous.
Rosie, just as you're talking, the biggest thing that's coming through with you is doubt, self-doubt, and that's a shame, because you have a lot to give. I feel that
what you want to do will be accepted in a very big way. But
yeah.
You need to change certain things about you. And I don't want you to get upset with me, you know, about what I'm saying. You know, that's just my way. I have to tell you. Give it to me. And what you're telling me that, I'm really happy that you do, is that your self-doubt could be your downfall. You need to be positive. If you want it to work, it will work. But you have to believe in yourself. I mean, I think that you believe in other things and other people more so than you do yourself, okay? That's a problem. That's a problem that you need to work on. That's a problem that I know you could fix, okay? And that's a problem that I know you will fix, okay? Because you're going to remember what I'm saying to you. You're going to remember what the team is saying to you. And you're going to say, you know what? These guys are good. They know what they're talking about, and I'm going to make it work, all right? You will make it work, and I feel it very strongly, but it comes down to you. Your self-doubt has to be thrown out the window, and it needs to be replaced with very positive affirmations and very positive actions and very positive energy, because you have that's important. Anything else?
Chris, I'm going to add something. Yeah, don't feel discouraged if something goes wrong that you have no control over. It happens for everybody. And that's one thing that you do feel, and you do have like this guilt again inside of you if something goes wrong. It's like, oh my God, it's my fault. That's not it.
Yeah. I do. Okay. I feel this heavy weight on my shoulders. Like,
yes, you do, because I feel it on my shoulders, and I'm telling you that remove it, because you're going to be fine, and you're going to get out there, and you're going to do what you want to do, and you're going to be perfect at it. But remember, everybody's not 100% perfect, whether you're a psychic, you're a medium, whatever the case may be. Nobody's perfect at anything.
Yeah.
So just keep in mind that, you know, you're strong enough to take it on, and you're strong enough to tell people, say, it doesn't matter what you say to me or what you say about me or what I've done wrong or what I've done at it. I know that I'm doing the right thing. And keep that in the back of your head, because if you don't, you're going to fall. Don't fall, because I don't see you fall. I'm like Chris. I don't see it. I mean, I see you just going with it. Okay? So just keep positive.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
All right, Rosie. Well, I hope we were able to help you, and we have to say goodbye because we have another caller on the line, and it was so nice of you to call in, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you. You have a good night. I think our next caller is Lisa. Lisa, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're just knocking them out of the park tonight, aren't we? One up, one down, next one up, next one down.
We sure are.
Lisa.
Well, I have to say howdy.
Well, howdy, right back to you.
My question is about love, because I am in love with a Texas cowboy who does live here in Utah.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. You have to say it again. You got distorted there for a second.
He said, I'm not from Texas, I'm from Utah, but I'm in love with a Texas cowboy that lives here in Utah that I've known for almost 2.5 years.
Okay, and what do you want to know? Is he
living
in Texas?
I just want to know if, you know, because I do feel, you know, I have feelings for him, and I do love him, and I knew about him when I was 9 years old. I had dreams and visions about him up until I met him, and then all of a sudden I got these weird feelings and started falling in love with him, but the thing is right now we're not on talking terms, and he's angry with me, because there's some snakes in my grass, and some problems have been going on, but, you know, the thing is, I just want to know if anybody can pick up on how he feels towards me, if there's going to be a reconnection between the two of us, is he going to forgive me and try to make things better between us, or is it time to move on? What?
Okay. So the first thing I get is that he kind of, in his head, has moved on already. That doesn't mean that you can't rekindle something. I do think that there will be some kind of rekindlings coming up. I don't think it's forever. And I know that's not what you want to hear, but I have to give it like I get it. And I'm just feeling like it in the end, can you have a good time together? Can you be together for a while? Yes. Forever, I'm just not seeing it, and I hate saying that, but I have to. Tina, what are you picking up?
Well, I picked up real quick a little bit ago. I was just my subject because I'm a female. Whatever you've done, hello, how are you? Whatever you've done, it's not as bad as what you might think it is, but to him it is. And eats him up inside. Yes, I do see friendship, like Chris said, being together. I don't see that really happening for you. I mean, right now he is thinking, but he's thinking more of walking away and just being friends, more than going back into a relationship.
What do you mean by that? Can you clarify what you mean here?
Excuse me?
Can you clarify what you mean?
What I mean is, the spark that y'all had of an argument or such, he's really thinking deep about it. You know, he's got it on his mind. But what he really is thinking about doing, he's really going to walk away. But he's only going to walk away as a relationship-wise. Being friends, he won't. He'll always talk to you. It might be spurts, but it's not going to be, you know, back into being in love again. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, some people say, oh, I can get a divorce from my ex-husband, but yet I can still be friends with him.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm getting. You understand that? I mean, y'all gonna be able to talk to each other. You're gonna be able to say things that, you know, might be personal, but nobody needs to know about. But I think it's time to move on.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to say goodbye because I think we have another caller on the line. I hope we were able to help you, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. So we don't have another the caller dropped? Okay, we dropped the caller. Anyway, so Tina, how do you feel about doing readings on the air for the first time? I know you've never done it before, and like I said, I think you're doing a very good job. How do you feel about doing these readings on the air, just coming in as clear on the air, or do they come in clearer when you know you have a person in front of you?
I'm aware of the readings coming clear to me when either way, really, but mostly when I'm on the air. I get a lot of those feeling nervous on the air, but I have the feeling of helping other people, and the three people that I did help get a reading for, I think it's very going to be a positive way. I really thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, I want to thank you for being my guest tonight. We're going to say goodnight now. I'm going to finish off the last 15 minutes, and I think you did a great job, and I will be contacting you, and I'll put the archive on your wall after the show, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tina. Okay, do I have a call in the queue, Steph? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my dear. Who am I speaking to?
This is Missy
from...
Honolulu!
How are you? Just so the people know, I've given Missy two readings. She's from Hawaii. She found me on, I believe, my fan page on Facebook, which is
Facebook, yes.
And I think everybody really should go to Facebook right now and go to Psychic Medium Christopher George fan page and like it. Just so you know, I give away a free reading every single month to somebody who, you know, who's a fan on the page. So go click like and maybe you'll be the lucky winner.
Wonderful, yes, you are wonderful. You have never been wrong. It's amazing. That's why I'm calling you tonight.
I wasn't expecting to hear from you. I mean, this is fantastic. How you doing? What do you want to know?
Okay, what I want to know is I just got back from my, 2-month East Coast tour, and I'm just trying to figure...
I stayed sober.
I just made 8 months sobriety. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Didn't I tell you you would?
Yes, yes. You said there would be a lot of temptation. Indeed there was, but I stayed sober. So really, I think after everything that has really happened, because you know where I stood before the trip, and then after the trip is... really, like, am I, kind of like the other previous caller's question, am I on the line doing, am I getting the messages, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
You're so on the right path, and you know what, better late than never. I think that it took a long time for you to get on the right path. I think you spent a lot of time in denial. I think you spent a lot of time not seeing things for what they actually were. I think you spent a lot of time not understanding, the impact of things that you've done, and you've finally taken that next step. And I'm very happy to say that to you, because I think that you're a good person. I think you have a lot to, I see you just being successful finally. I think it's...
Yes! It's been a long run!
But you know what? You're making the steps, and you're doing the right things, and you're finally making really good choices. And I'm really happy for you, because you deserve it, you know? You've had some rough days, and you're kind of finally... You're finally getting out of that rough water. You're kind of hitting, like after the rapids, you know, when if you get through all those roaring rapids, it just kind of calms down a bit. You're in that calm down stage, and that's awesome, because you have a lot to give, and you just need to make the next step now in your life. And I'm talking about career. It's time for you to get some schooling. It's time for you to do what you really want to do, which is help other people. Am I right when I say that?
Right, yes, and I've been dealing with the empath stuff, and I think that's why, you know, what I've been learning to deal with is because I need to recognize what energy is mine and what energy isn't.
Well,
and I think
that's a process. That's a process. You have to really, and I'm going to tell you what, you need to meditate, okay? I know meditating isn't an easy thing for a lot of people, but I think you need to. I think through meditation, you will find that the things that you want to know, the answers you need, will seem to just come that much more easily if you meditate, if you open up to it, if you allow the messages to come through. All right? I feel you're at a stage in your life where you are ready for those messages to actually come through. It's been a long wait. It's been a very long wait. It's been a frustrating wait for you. But you're finally taking that step, and that's an awesome thing. I'm really happy for you.
Exactly. Any messages paying over from anyone that's passed real quick? Do you get any quick messages? Any quick,
yeah,
like...
To do that over the radio like this is a
right,
lot.
Right, yeah, that's pretty deep.
When I have you on the phone and I'm really concentrating on just you, you know, because there's things for
right.
people coming through now. But
yeah, but you nailed it.
Well, I usually do.
Yeah, you do, man. That's right. Yeah, you're really good. You nailed it. I think you're right as far as, like, the really rough waters, very, like, high-paced rapids, which is normal for most people, but definitely,
right.
you know, definitely a little more so for me. And it definitely went back here in Honolulu, man. East Coast was great. Wish I could have caught up with you guys. And, yeah, I'm down for some chill groundation. Gonna get, you know, get into school, really, you know?
Okay, last thing I want to say to you before I say goodbye. Do I have another person in the queue stuff? Okay, last thing I want to say to you is space clearing. Make sure you get it done. Okay, I know that has to happen with you. Get it done.
Yeah.
Don't procrastinate, okay? Don't go back to old Missy and procrastinate. I want you to be... Listen, you know, I tell it like it is, so...
I love it, man!
Fine. You know, I want you to get that space clearing done. You need to get it done. It's very important, all right? Listen to me, I know what I'm talking about.
All right, man, all right? Thanks. I'll be talking to you soon.
Beautiful. You have a great day, and thank you for calling in from Hawaii.
Hey, thank you. Have a good night.
All right, good night. All right.
Good night.
So but we have some questions. Well, what's the first question, Steph?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can read the question for me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Where's it from?
Okay, and the question is, I've been told by two mediums, two different names for my spirit guides. How do I know which one is correct?
Well, you know, they might both be correct, because different mediums pick up on different guides sometimes. You know, you can have you can have five mediums, five psychics in a room, and all five pick up something different on the same person. Does it mean that they're wrong? Absolutely not. They could all very well be right. So
what I would say is, who is your true spirit guide? What I would do is pull out, when you feel your guides are around you, open your mind. Ask, is your name James? Is your name Bill? Whatever they told you, call out those names and you see what resonates with you, okay? And whatever resonates with you is what you use. Now, the spirits don't give a damn if you know their name or not. And that's a fact. They just want to know that you know that they're there, okay? So if you feel that one of the psychics picked up on your proper spirit guide, use the name that feels right to you. Like I said, they don't care if you know their name. They just want to know that you know that they're there. They put out so much effort, and they put so much time and energy into letting you know that they're there. The fact that you acknowledge them makes them want to come more often. The fact that you acknowledge them makes them feel that, you know, the energy that they're putting out there to let you know that they're there is not going to waste. You know, what happens is these guides, they try to give you message after message after message. And if you just don't ever pick up on it, you know, not that they're not going to be there, they'll always be there, but they'll stop trying to give you messages because you're just not, you know, connecting with them. So it goes back to science, like we started out with our first caller, Anthony. You know, you got to be open. You know, don't be so open that everything is a sign, but be open enough to where you can actually accept whatever's coming in. That's what I would say to that. Whatever you feel resonates with you is what you use. They don't care if you know the name or not, and that's a fact. Steph, we have another question?
Yes, we do. The second question was from Sarah, and she asked if there are pets on the other side, and do you ever get a message for someone?
Actually, I
get their pet.
Yeah, I actually have a great story about this. Yes, there are pets on the other side. I've seen spirit animal many, many times. I did a big thing at a house one time, and not only me, but my sister and another guy that was at the house actually saw a ghost rabbit, to the point where my sister jumped on the chair because she got so scared that this big rabbit was going to jump on her. And that's a true story. Excuse me. So, yeah, there are pets on the other side, absolutely. Now, have I ever gotten a message? Yes, and I'm going to tell you guys an awesome story. Steph, how much time do I have? About 10 minutes?
You have about 8 minutes.
About 8 minutes. Years ago, I did a seance, and there was about 25 people there. And to do a seance for 25 people in itself is a big deal. That's a lot of people, okay? There was a woman who came who was very, very skeptical. And truth be told, I don't like skeptics coming to my seances because I need positive energy. I need everybody to be on the same page. I need everybody to be ready for good things to happen. You add one, you know, sour pickle into the mix and, you know, it just makes it a lot harder for the medium. All right? Well, this woman basically in front of all 25 people said, I don't believe in psychic mediums. I do not believe that you can channel. I'm only here because my friend asked me to come and she's paying for me. So right off the bat, there's a lot of bad energy in the room. But I said, you know what? I have a feeling this woman's going to get a message. And I told her, I said, you know what? That's fine. You know, everybody has an opinion. You know, at the end of the seance, you let me know what you think. All right. So I go into trance and messages are coming to people, different spirits are coming through and whatnot. Then all of a sudden, a spirit comes through me and tells this woman that it's her dog. So right away, she's like, yeah, okay, it's my dog. And through me, the dog says, yes, I'm your dog. I died a year ago, and I miss you terribly. And she says, if you're really my dog, you know, tell me something that only I would know. And now this is where it gets really good. He says, in your pocketbook, in your purse, there was a picture, a Polaroid picture. Now this is what I'm telling this woman. As the spirit of the dog is coming through me, I said, there's a Polaroid picture in your van. And it's a picture of two pieces of wood that have been put down in the snow in the form of a cross. And with that, the woman really pooped her pants. She says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She goes to the purse, pulls out a Polaroid picture of a picture she had taken like 5, 6, 7 years earlier, and in that picture is two pieces of wood in the form of a cross in the middle of the snow in her backyard, just like I had just told her, just like the spirit of her dog had just told her. And the message that he gave her was, you gotta believe. With belief, everything is possible. And then he told her, you have is wonderful, and you're going to love her, and blah, blah, blah. And this woman was crying like a little baby, and she came over and gave me a big hug, which I don't remember because I was in trance. I only know this because everybody told me afterwards. And so the seance is over, and I'll tell you what, that woman became one of my biggest supporters. And that made her a believer. So, yes, you can get messages from animals. Yes, there are animals on the other side, and that is my animal channeling story. Hope you guys like that one. There you go. We got another question here, Steph?
Yes, we do. And this was from Michael. I believe we have about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay, and the question was, I've heard of spirits that don't go into the light. Why would this happen?
Well, you know, I kind of touched on that before about spirit being in the light and not being in the light. Okay, there are a few reasons, and I'm only going to give you a couple. There are many. Memories. A lot of times, because of memories, spirits don't want to pass the light. Spirit, a lot of times, don't even realize the fact that they can go into the light and still be present. Okay, it's all new to them when they go to the other side. Yes, they have family and friends that greet them and meet them, but it's all very it's very new to them. So because of memories, that is one reason. Another reason is they might feel that they need to complete some type of task. You know, maybe there was something that they didn't do that they want to do that they feel like needs to be done. Now, a lot of times they can't complete that task, that task. So it's much harder for them to pass into the light because they, you know, in their mind, they feel that they don't belong in the light because they need to complete something which they can never do. All right, and that's where somebody like me comes in, or another medium, or people who are good at passing spirit to the light and talk to them and walk them through it. Another reason is, you know, they might feel compelled to stay with someone who's mourning them, and that's a huge thing. You know, there's a woman coming to my seance next week, and that's the problem with her. She's mourning the death of her husband so greatly that she refuses to let him go to the light, and he refuses to go to the light because he feels that he needs to be there to comfort her, to console her, to let her know that that they're there, you know. So that's another reason. Another reason is cords. Now, people have there are energetic cords that connect this world to the next. And like I said earlier in the show, there are heart cords, there are mind cords, and sometimes you just have to cut that cord. You know, it could be as easy as thinking it in your mind that you see a sword coming down and just slicing that cord in half and allowing them to leave. Right? We keep spirit here more than anything else. Okay? And it's it. So what happens if they don't go into the light? They're just stuck. It takes time. Eventually they'll go into the light, hopefully, but they don't always go into the light. And I'll tell you guys another really quick story. I only got 2 minutes left. We did an investigation at a haunted mansion here in Staten Island, called the Kreischer Mansion, and I was trying to pass the spirit into the light, and he didn't want to go. You want to know why? Because he didn't think that he deserved to go. He was a child rapist. He was a murderer. He was a really bad person in life. He said to his sorry, he was saying sorry, please forgive me, and all that stuff. I wanted to pass him to the light. He didn't want to go because he just felt like he wasn't worthy. That's a cross for them to bear on the other side, I guess, and I can understand it, but that's another reason. What do you think about that, Steph? All right. Do I have another question? Do I have time for another question, or I'm down to 1 minute?
We have about 1 minute or so.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take this time to thank everybody for listening. Like I said, this is your show, people. I want callers to call in, get your questions ready, send me questions. Like you could see, I read the questions on that people have sent in on the show and answered them. I have another 3 that I didn't even get to, and I'm sure I'll get another 20 for the next show. By the way, the next show will be the first Friday of next month. Hope you guys will tune in. I want to thank you so much for being here. What is it, September 1st now? So September 1st from 11 to midnight, Psychic Medium Christopher George and Insight. Come and check me out. I would love for you guys to go to my fan page on Facebook, which is Psychic Medium Christopher George, and like it. I will put you in the raffle for the free reading for the month. I give a free 20-minute reading every single month to one of our listeners. And you've been listening to 107.9 UPRN out of New Orleans. And this is Psychic Medium Christopher George, and I just want to leave you with this. Believe you can, and you are halfway there. Good night, and I'll see you next month.
Hey, hi there. Got your attention? I'm